The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
To Friday, another Friday, the first Friday in November, as we start to tumble into the holiday season. It's going to be a very tumultuous 2 months. I've felt for some time that if the schoolyard bully, Trump, and his generals are going to do anything in North Korea, they'll probably want to try and, quote, get it done before Thanksgiving. They don't want this to drag through the holiday season. Bad PR. Killing hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, not quite the Christmas spirit. So we'll see. They're running out of time if they're going to do anything before the first of the year. And it may well be that nothing will happen. It all depends on China. If China simply puts the word out again, they've done it twice. If you start anything against the North Koreans, will finish it. And I think that those words were serious, and I would take them very much so, and I don't think that we're going to see anything happen. Okay, we will see. And now, astrologically, all this certainly has been very interesting to Madeline Gerwick, who is back tonight. We're going to take your calls in hour number two, and if you want to sneak in a call or two about non-astrological things, we'll try and do that, because so much has been happening, and much of which certainly she has prognosticated, or certainly leaned toward unusual things happening, and we have a ton of them. Madeline, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm still here, thank you. And I wonder if, looking back at Las Vegas, October 1st, was there anything of a portentous nature in September that was forecasting anything at all in early October? This, I think, was a rogue, extremely deep state operation that was pulled off with military precision. And we have so many of the pieces now that are very grim, including what appears to be legitimate footage of a helicopter firing from overhead.
That's incredible, isn't it?
This is another part of the program. Gary Holland has been on many times, and I think there is no better coverage of this event. With his Marine expertise, his expertise of being a resident of Las Vegas for 20 years, certainly my background there isn't hurting anything. I have put together on the program with Gary a scenario that I think cannot be really easily denied or declined. And we've talked about it so much, I'm not going to go through it again. But was there anything in September that pointed to October 1st-ish?
Well, I was just looking to see what the new moon was back then, because I don't have those kind of memory banks that I used to have. I don't know how your memory banks are doing, but
well, there's no Walmart near you. That's where you get them.
Actually, we have plenty of Walmarts. I just don't have those memory banks.
Oh, you can't find the stores. I get it.
Yeah, I can't find the store. That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. Let me fix something here on that.
By the
chart.
Way, I should mention that I'm more than ever believing now that 58 is a bogus number. It could be 150 or 250.
Deaths. That you think died?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wow.
There, I had someone, in fact, it was not my guest, but Bill Still's guest. He lives right down the street from the Clark County Morgue, and he said for days, vans and hearses were coming and going.
Really?
Days.
Holy cow.
And they had guards posted there. No one was allowed in to the morgue. No one was allowed near it. But you can't miss things going up and down the street in front of your house. So I would suggest that there have been, the potential is there for lots of payoffs for people to be quiet. Look, we really are deeply saddened by the loss of your son, your daughter, whatever. We are dying as a community. Our city is dying. We're willing to help you for the rest of your lives with $1 million cash free if you'll sign a non-disclosure agreement. So they can keep the number of 58. The number of 58 was arrived at way too quickly. A day and a half.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. I remember
with hundreds of people,
which we kind of thought it might.
No, that's never happened. Never.
Right. Now this chart for the new moon, which would have been September 20th at 1:31 a.m. For Washington D.C. or the East Coast. That actually has a very exact, the sun and the moon are in conjunct to Uranus. So there is a potential situation that shows up, a surprise, if you will, something unexpected, you know, something out of the blue you're not expecting.
Time frame?
Well, within that 2-week period,
uh-huh.
You see.
And how strong are those indicators?
That basically covers the period from new moon to the full moon, and then the full moon to the new moon is the next one.
Are these major indicators, or are they just interesting indicators?
Those are pretty major indicators. We didn't actually have a full moon till the 5th, so everything was still working off of that chart from the 20th.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that showed up in that chart was deceptive actions. That was Mars opposite Neptune. It's always a little bit hard. And Mercury opposite, Mars and Mercury both opposite Neptune. So deceptive actions and deceptive news following the deceptive actions. So, yeah, that showed up too. And, so there is the potential that could have been a warning about that.
You know, we're getting to the point. Let me say one other thing, then I'll step out of the way here. We're to the point now, and I've been in journalism for 35 years as a professional. We are now to the point when looking at the so-called mainstream media, looking at the nightly news, listening to the news, I don't care what it is, when anything emanates from the government, by the government, for the government, indirectly, tangentially, directly, it doesn't matter. I am to the point now where I personally do not fully believe anything I'm told. Nothing.
I don't think any of us can believe anything that they tell us.
And I'm talking about even what you would call innocuous sorts of stories. I don't think that we live in the age of the lie, which is now so pervasive and has permeated everything to such a disparaging degree. There is no more reality except that which we construct for ourselves. We can't look to the media for reality. We can't. We have to make our own best decision, our best call, follow our instincts, and construct it that way. The media is the enemy. It's the fourth branch of government. It is the branch of mind control, mass propaganda, and social engineering. It is our enemy, except for Tucker Carlson. Anyway, go ahead.
He's very good. I like Tucker. Yeah, there actually is quite a bit of cycles right now going on that are associated. And tonight is a full moon, by the way. So
it's okay if I howl?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. You know, the full moon is quite interesting because I think tomorrow's the day that they're supposed to start having those Soros-sponsored groups that are going to demand to get rid of Trump and Pence. But actually, that doesn't show up as being effective now. There's not any real energy for that. What's going on right now?
Did you see how they gave themselves an out?
How did they do that?
Oh, they announced from within the organization, Antifa, that they were headed into a trap, and they better be careful.
Oh, interesting.
So, see, there's the out.
Uh-huh, right, exactly, yeah. Well, the energies for the new moon tonight are not violent at all. So it's definitely a bad timing on their part. These energies are really about inspired leadership, spiritual leadership, taking actions according to a new vision. You know, the leaders of the country espousing a vision that people want to follow, that kind of thing. It's really not violent. It's not...
Well, we've been through that, though. It's called the presidential campaign.
Yeah, but I mean, it's for them to try that at this time is not going to be a very successful. Now...
Oh, let me say one other thing. Madeline, I got to say one other. Before
okay.
I get any email, I'm sorry. When I say I don't believe anything on the mainstream media, of course I believe generalities and irrefutable, obviously demonstrable facts. But other than that, the spin that they put on everything is what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
okay.
Quite a bit of that.
Sometimes I get email. What do you mean you can't believe the media? Well, okay. You know, you all understand what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. So back to the Antifa or Soros-sponsored groups. Perhaps at the new moon, which will happen later this month, on the 18th or the 19th. I think it's on the 18th. That's a time period where there is rage and anger and things like that. So it's possible they might get some traction then.
18th and 19th, all right?
Yeah, the 18th is, I think, the new moon. And the 19th, I think, is when Mars is exactly square to Pluto. So it's very, very prominent in that new moon chart for November 18th. And
are you sure that this doesn't relate to the killing of 100 million turkeys for Thanksgiving?
Well, it's always possible, isn't it?
pretty violent.
That's definitely, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they're probably already killed by then, but you never know.
No, they do it
pretty
quickly.
But they might be getting killed right at that time, though, for, that's not too...
We'll call it self-donation.
Yeah, that's right. So it's possible they could do something then, and then shortly after that, the Mars starts to oppose Uranus, which is volatile, explosive energy. So you have rage, anger, violence, volatile, explosive energies, the latter half of November, so into early... very early December. So you do have that potential at the end of the month. But, they're typically a full moon is a time when everything comes to light. We've certainly seen that this week. Lots of things coming to light. And usually whatever is coming to light is the energy that you're going to be kind of working with for the next 2 weeks. So the next 2 weeks does not look volatile. It does look like there are financial surprises, though. We do have Venus opposite Uranus tonight. So there could be financial surprises that you weren't expecting that may cost you more than you were expecting to pay, or maybe you weren't expecting that expense at all. So those are all possibilities that all of us could encounter. And perhaps from a national level, that financial surprise might be those Soros-sponsored groups that are going to try and get Trump and Pence out of office. I don't know how they can do that, but, you know, that's their problem.
Well, you saw it. Bannon said yesterday, he said that he doesn't think Trump will survive an impeachment.
I don't see him getting impeached. I think that's very unlikely.
This is what Bannon said. I don't know.
Bannon said he didn't think he would survive impeachment, huh?
Mm-mm.
I would have to say astrologically he's wrong. But you never know. You know, there might be some other planet out there that I haven't seen yet. And, you know, Nibiru might be out there. We don't know. But, yeah, it doesn't look like anyone's going to get him out this term. I would be quite surprised. He had a very protected inauguration chart and he has a very protected birth chart. So
his
cycles are very strong.
Here's what Bannon said. He said, let's just get the rest of this page to load up here. Well, according to a poll, support for Donald Trump's impeachment has risen among U.S. citizens. Former White House strategist Stephen Bannon has commented on Trump's chances of surviving an impeachment vote. He said, President Trump most likely would not be able to keep his post in the event of an impeachment vote if it took place, according to Vanity Fair. According to the magazine, citing sources, Bannon had conducted a study on which members of the government would remain loyal to Trump if the 25th Amendment to the Constitution on early termination of the president's duties were applied. Bannon and ex-advisor to Trump's campaign headquarters, Roger Stone, believe that the representatives of the Republican Party, quote, are waiting for a chance to impose a Trump impeachment, the report said. One thing Steve wants Trump to do is to take this more seriously. Stop joking around, stop tweeting, so said a source close to Bannon. According to the publication's sources, Bannon told Trump during a telephone call on Monday, this is Bannon to Trump, and Tuesday, that the president needed to install an assertive lawyer to stand above his lawyer, Ty Cobb, who is in charge of managing issues related to the ongoing investigations into the whole Russian interference in the election. All right.
Well, I think what it would mean then is that they're never going to find anything to impeach him on. So I stand
there's,
by
there's
my,
nothing there.
I stand by my his by the fact that his charts are protected very strongly. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're going to get him. I don't even think there's a possibility of it.
Well, Bannon's talking
Will
about
they kill
the
kill him. I mean, that's always a possibility, yeah. But I don't even think they can kill him. I really
Bannon
don't.
Is disparaging the GOP leadership for its pending failure to be loyal to the president and support him. That's what he's talking about.
Right. And you know, it's going to become harder for them to maintain that position. especially as those midterm elections approach. So we'll see how well they do with that policy of maintaining their establishment programs. I don't think it's going to work. But I should mention, I just want to back up for a little bit and mention that last month, at the end of October 19th, we had a new moon that talked about major surprises, but they would be a bit delayed in coming out. And, of course, we saw a lot of that this past week or so with the JFK files released finally. And interestingly enough, almost no news about that. and, of course, the Clinton campaign and the DNC and Obama all paying for the fake Russian dossier on Trump. And the Uranium One scandal blowing wide open. I had been hearing bits of that really probably since January or February, but nothing really blew open until this past week or so after we had that new moon that was opposite Uranus. So exact. And all in critical degrees. And then shortly before that new moon, Jupiter went into Scorpio. And we kind of talked about the economic aspects of that last time, but we didn't get into a lot of the other stuff that is going to result from that. And Jupiter is going to be in Scorpio for about 13 months total. So until the early part of November 2018, it'll be there. And Jupiter is, whatever Jupiter touches, it gets big. It's not always good that it gets big, but it gets big. so it's known for abundance and growth and things like that. But sometimes it grows things that you're not exactly happy about, like some of those are hurricanes and things like that.
Right.
But Jupiter in Scorpio, oh, and Jupiter is also associated with things like the legal system. And so Jupiter in Scorpio, Scorpio is associated with death and sex and taxes and things like that. So,
like those things are all similar?
Well, they're all things that are inevitable.
Well, death and taxes, yes. I'm not so sure about the other.
Not the sex. Yeah, there you go. Depends on a few things for that. And sex, I think, is called the little death in certain circles. And but they're associated
especially
with power
Hollywood
and transformation. Yeah, right. So power and transformation. So we are going to see a lot more of the sexual abuse cases coming out during the next year.
Huh.
But just abuse cases in general, power abuse also.
I think we're already seeing it. The bottle has been uncorked, and good luck.
Yeah,
You're not going to put that cork back in.
And that came out October 10th, I think, was when it went into Scorpio. So it's
right.
Been,
not only are people unburdening themselves, victims, but other people are using this opportunity, maybe it's an astrological opportunity, to rat others out and get even. So, I mean, you got that motive too. It's a very interesting thing. Now, we got to take a break, but real quick. When you talk about Mars being squared to Saturn and all of this, I just, for people out there, you're actually talking about the location of the planets in our solar system.
Yes.
Vis-a-vis one another.
If you were going to look at them overhead.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah.
It's not something that's all in a text or a formula or an algorithm computer. It's a physical thing.
I just
wanted to help some people understand that. Okay. Very good. All right. Madeline and I will be right back. Back. Good news. The 10 lowest rated summer TV shows. Megyn Kelly, number 5, from the bottom. Go ahead and applaud anyone. That's fine. Jeez, what a disgusting thing that whole. She walks away from Fox, signs an enormous contract, and they're eating it. Oh, they're eating it. She's just not liked, and that's a direct personal reaction to who she is. The content of the program, I'm sure, was fine, but don't worry, because the Kardashians have just signed on for 5 more years.
Oh, my God.
For $150 million.
Oh, my God.
What am I doing wrong?
Telling the truth.
All right, onward.
Okay. One thing, before we were talking about Jupiter in Scorpio. Right. When we left off. So I just want to mention one other thing about that before
now,
we
Scorpio,
move on.
I'm sorry, is Scorpio the constellation Scorpio up there?
Yeah.
So it's all up there.
It's the sign of Scorpio, yeah, which is based on a constellation, yes. But Western astrology has the constellations move over time, 1 degree every 72 years, roughly speaking. So
I've noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not...
I'm kidding.
That's not what the... that's not what the Western astrology is based on, the seasons. And so they're, you know, when the sun moves into a certain sign, you know, Aries or Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, then that starts that season. So it's not... it's still based on the sign, but the sign and the constellations are a little bit... different in terms of where they are overhead. But the Jupiter in Scorpio, Scorpio is a water sign. And remember, I was telling you that Jupiter makes everything bigger.
Right.
So we can expect a lot more.
Scorpio is a water sign, huh?
Yeah,
I wouldn't have guessed that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So the... The largeness of the water gets to be a problem because Jupiter's also going to trine Neptune in Pisces, another water sign. And so we're going to have a lot of rain, a lot of snow. This winter, Saturn will move into Capricorn, so everything will get colder. So you should prepare for a wetter and colder winter. Probably places that don't typically get snow will get snow. Probably places that get snow will get a lot more snow.
Mm-hmm.
So a good idea to be prepared for a more challenging winter.
Got it. I'll put a jacket on my Harley so it stays warmer.
There you go.
And we had a lot of rain in the Northwest and the West Coast last winter. Lots.
Yeah,
lots.
We did.
So
we did.
More of the same, you're thinking, huh?
I think so, but this year it might be more snow than rain, which still is good for our area anyways. But it's not so good for traffic because where I live, no one knows how to drive in snow. So those of us who came from snowbird areas where there was a lot of snow, we really have to be careful about the majority of the public because they don't really remember or know how to drive in the snow. So just something to keep in mind as we get through this year. We already had snow up here yesterday and today.
Real on the ground where you live?
Yeah, on the ground, yeah. Exactly, yeah. It's pretty wild.
So we may see snow on the Golden Gate this year.
You could see it just about any place. I mean, even in parts of the South might get it, which is pretty rare. But, yeah, I think it's very possible. We could see a lot more snow and rain. Now, I did see a report, too, that they're, or at least at the time I saw it, they were thinking it was going to be a La Nina. So La Ninas are also associated with more cold and more precipitation. So that's kind of interesting that it reflects what the astrology reflects. And but I didn't hear a confirmation. They were waiting for some more data before they confirmed La Nina for the winter. So that is something to look forward to. I suppose it depends. If you're a skier, it should be quite the season.
Yeah. You won't have to drive far, just down to the neighborhood park, huh?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
La Nina. I thought that was a house cleaning service.
Oh, yeah, nah, I bet. Not anymore. Okay, so the other thing that we should probably talk about is a little bit more on the full moon. That's not the full moon, the new moon that's going to happen on November 18th. Now, that is, as I mentioned earlier, that is the time when there's energies that could spark rage, violence, anger. So you may see people really go into that kind of energy.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at all. We're headed there, obviously.
Yeah. And it's also possible that the U.S. could be having another terrorist attack with that set of energies as well, because that Mars and Pluto are the rulers of the ascendant for the new moon on the 18th in D.C. So it is possible.
Terrorist attacks for holiday season.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're talking about for the next 2 weeks, really, following that, so until early December.
But don't worry, Madeline. They're all just crisis actors and fake blood.
Well, perhaps some of them are.
No,
I don't know if all of them are. Like it on the other one.
I'm being very facetious.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, now, it does look like Trump is particularly strong in his battle skills at that time. Mars is trying his Uranus, and Uranus is trying his Mars. So if there's anyone that's going to win that battle, it's going to be Trump.
Now, when you say trine, is that a positive?
Yes,
always?
It is.
I mean, always.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It doesn't vary. Okay.
Right. It's a supportive, highly supportive, actually, cycle. So it's a very strong cycle for him to be able to sort of outdance his opponents.
Uh-huh.
Typically brings breakthroughs, too. So
you're saying he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
No, not really. But he's definitely... he's probably going to outmaneuver any opponents that are trying to...
This I agree. This should be his high point for the year. He's going to predicate it on a Norman Rockwell underpinning. America, holidays, family, Merry Christmas. He's going
right.
to pound that message
Merry
home.
Christmas, that's right.
Yes, absolutely. And I hope he does, and I think it'll be very smart of him to do so.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now, I just want to mention that last 2 weeks of November are very intense in terms of the energies, and this also impacts Thanksgiving. So I just want to warn your listeners to be careful who you invite for Thanksgiving. If you know somebody has a tendency to be agitated or argumentative, you might want to invite somebody else. The energies have that volatile, explosive energy, and the rage, anger energy are kind of mixed in there together.
So contrarianism, conflict, adversarial conversations, that kind of thing over a Thanksgiving dinner don't usually work too well.
Yeah, that's
not a lot
not
of fun.
The fun of it. Yeah, so invite your friends. Invite people that you know are not going to attack you. It would not be a good idea to invite somebody who's a challenge to be around.
Right.
Now,
that's what duct tape is for, though.
right. Yeah, if you can get away with that. There is a very important cycle occurring on November 11th. Now, this cycle has been going on for most of this year, and it's one of the economic cycles that has held up the economy so well. And it's going to peak for the last time on November 11th. Now, that is Saturn trine Uranus. And fortunately, we are going to get that cycle back again next year, but not until the summertime. So that cycle is tremendously helpful in making the changes that are really desperately needed, whether it's the tax bill or the health bill or whatever. And so here we have this month the best opportunity for passing, you know, the tax bill, possibly a health bill. Maybe they'll do that next month. I don't know. But this cycle stays in range until about December 10th or 11th, right in there. So this coming month is when you have the best shot of things getting done by Congress. And we certainly hope they will take advantage of this energy, because it helps to provide a structure for the changes that are needed so that they can get put into place. And so definitely I hope that they will take advantage of that. Now, in your own personal life, you might have certain changes that you want to make, and this would be a good time to do it, because you have that extra energy from the universe to accomplish that important change. So it's a good time for everybody, not just Congress, for businesses, for individuals, for governments. It's just excellent energy for making changes and making them in a way that's stable. You're not trying to throw everything up in the air and cause chaos. You're trying to do it in a orderly way. And so this is a excellent time for that. And then next year we will get it again, but it's during Mars retrograde, so it's harder to get things done or a change during Mars retrograde. But I do think if they are ever going to get taxes passed, it would have to be pretty much now. So hopefully we'll see some progress, because it's a big deal, and we really want them to utilize these energies. Now, another thing I want to talk about that is kind of going to be with us for a while is that we have a cycle with the USA chart, which is that Uranus is squaring Mercury in the USA chart. So Uranus overhead is square to that Mercury in the USA chart, suggesting that there's going to be surprising news from now through at least February. And it's very strong. We've had it in range earlier this year, like March 25th through April 29th. But it's actually been in range the entire time, but that's when it was like super strong. And it's super strong now through February 14th. So we have been seeing pretty surprising news lately, mm-hmm. and we're going to continue to see them. So my guess is there's going to be a bunch of investigations going on between now and then that bring out a lot of facts that some of us have suspected or known or felt in our guts for years and years, but now you're going to have the actual smoking gun.
Well, it would seem to me that the big issue, and Trump again is suggesting that he may fire Sessions. He should. The guy should not be Attorney General. He is the worst. He will not investigate Clinton, who is 100 times, 1,000 times more guilty than Paul Manafort is. And
yeah,
look
no
what
kidding.
They've got, $10 million bond. It should be Hillary Clinton who is under a $10 million bond. and essential house, not arrest, but he's got to stay around home. But the woman is untouchable. No matter what she does, Uranium One, nothing.
I know.
Benghazi, nothing. Nothing.
Right.
They must have so much dirt on people.
Well, I always said that the reason Hillary was never, you know, arrested or anything was because she had more pictures than anybody else.
This is probable. I say they realized early on back in Little Rock that the way to power was through blackmail, even unspoken blackmail.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I'm absolutely certain you're right.
That's been my feeling.
Yeah, and that would be consistent with her chart, too. I agree. Sessions has told certain individuals in Congress that he would not prosecute Hillary. And I think that has to go, whether that's him or...
He's got to go. Trump made a big mistake. He almost fired him once, apparently.
Yeah.
He should have. This is going nowhere. Nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I think it will. I think, you know, at some point, you can't ignore all the stuff that's out there. And at some point, you know, the pressure is too much. So they have to investigate Hillary.
Look at it logically. Look what Sessions is doing. What is he doing? Nothing about Hillary.
He must have gotten compromised by being threatened.
He is chasing pot smokers, for God's sakes, when he should be chasing the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton Foundation and all of those related to that. He's after pot smokers? Talk about a man
that's
out
crazy.
Of touch with reality.
Yeah. Yeah, that's completely crazy. But I don't know whether it's Sessions that will be fired or if Sessions will be ordered to make a change. I don't know which way that will go, but I definitely do not think they can keep that from... They can't stop that process of investigating her. It's going to happen. Astrologically, it shows that Hillary's chickens are coming home to roost.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see that she's going to get out of it. You know, she's got plenty of memory problems when there's any issues that come up. But, you know, there's enough smoking guns that I don't think you can really, you know, get out of everything. It's just enormous.
I've never seen any one single political figure with more dirty laundry, criminality.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about massive felonies here, not to mention blood
murder.
On her hand.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So I don't see that as going away. I definitely do not. And like I say, surprising news for the next probably 4 months here at least. And it, probably even longer than that, but that's when it's the strongest. So I think we'll be seeing a lot more of this stuff. Now, maybe will it take a holiday over the holidays? I don't know. That's, I think, questionable. But we'll see how it goes. Now, for some of your people, you may have some retailers out there that are listening in, and I just want to mention that November is the month when a lot of money is going to be spent. So a lot more money, even than December, is likely to be spent in November on gifts. So if you're a retailer, now is the time to have your sales. And, of course, right around Black Friday, there's a great cycle for bringing in a lot of money. I don't know. The universe must have some incredible sense of timing to make that happen. But this month has 23 days with green dollars, which in the Good Timing Guide suggests that it's either a high growth date or a date when a lot of money is being spent.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, I think it's this. Let's see. I think it's November 10th through December 6th. There's a green dollar every single day, or a green dollar plus, either green dollar or green dollar plus. And green dollar pluses, there's a string of them, November 13th through the 16th. There's another string of green dollar pluses from November 19th through the 28th. So a lot of green dollar pluses, a lot of money is getting spent in November. And so just a word to the wise for everyone about getting your sales this month.
Well, that's very smart. Very smart advice. Very good.
Yeah. And next month, we're going to have Mercury retrograde, which will tend to slow things down, and that starts December 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen to have to ship things, I recommend you ship early this coming year, because remember, we're likely to have more snow, and things will be quite a bit slower in terms of deliveries. So order early and ship early. That would be my advice for that. And let's see, I want to mention to everybody that we do have 2018 guides and newsletters available, and they come both printed, online versions that you can download to your computer. And right now we have the Google app available, and in about a month or so we'll have the iPhone app available as well.
Very good. Good for you.
Yeah, and newsletters, of course, that keep people up to date on what the cycles are astrologically so they can know how to navigate what's going on.
All right. By the way, the planning guide, we need to tell people about that.
The good timing guide?
Yeah, to make plans. The good timing guide, and I've got a break, but I got mine, and the good timing guide is not a little throwaway thing. It is a beautifully mounted production in any aspect, printing, graphics, ease of use. It's fun. It's a I'm really amazed. They get better and better, and Madeline's good timing guide is really something special. You know, take a look at that very closely. All right. We'll be right back. What'd you want to say?
Oh, no, I appreciate you mentioning that. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you for sending one. All right, back in a flash.